We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you ever try to change up anything with the tree, like where you put it in the house or how you do it or whether it's real or fake or anything like that?
I tried once. I said, we put ours, I know this sounds weird, we put it in our mudroom because it has the tall ceiling. We get like a big giant tree. But
and when you go into your house, you
yeah, there
the first
it is.
Thing you see.
First
yeah.
thing you see. But one year, I think it was 2 years ago, I looked at my husband and I said, let's put it in the living room this year. And honest to God, the gasps were like audible.
It's like you asked for a divorce.
Honestly, my kids and him were both like, watch. And I was like, okay, never mind.
We yeah. ended up with the tree in, or every year, because we haven't got ours yet, but every year we put it in the living room, the same corner of the living room. And I think a couple of years ago, I was like, why don't we try this corner over here? Just, you know.
Was there pushback?
It was total pushback. Yeah, we can't do that.
And you, real? Or
it's definitely real.
It's a real
house.
Tree.
Not even a question. It's a real tree for you, right?
Real tree for me. Patrick, real?
Real. Yeah.
Real.
Used to be fake years real. Ago, but we've...
Yeah.
I keep hearing people say, and people will call right now, 617-931-1067, all calls recorded for broadcast. People say, oh, the fake trees look so good these days. Like, they've made improvements
right.
in fake trees, and that's why you should get one.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing, too. The fake trees don't, although I know there's sprays you can get, but I love the fragrance
yeah,
of a
smell.
Real tree. Oh. And I don't know. I know it's a real tree, mm-hmm. I guess, is what it is. But the fake trees are a lot easier now to put up. They used to be, you had to put all the branches in one at a time and they were all color coded.
Right.
You can open them up like an umbrella now.
Puff, it's there.
Wow. All pre-lit.
We had the
pre-lit.
Kind, when I was, see what I'm thinking of is what we had when I was, sorry to go old, when I was a kid, but when I was a kid, you had this thing, it was like a broom handle.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to say, you put that in a stand. And then you had these individual little branches that were shiny and made out of foil that were like
yeah.
silver. And then once you got all those put in 45 minutes later, you had a light that rotated with different colors on a wheel. Do you know what I'm talking about? So the
yeah.
tree would be yellow, green,
yeah.
blue, red,
yeah.
yellow, green, blue. It was insane. Didn't look anything
like a
Christmas
like a
tree
real
at
tree.
All.
No, but now they do look real. The branches look more real,
mm-hmm.
and the lights are just like you can just get the white lights if you want, all pre-lit.
Oh, and built in.
Built in.
So you don't have to string the lights.
No, the stringing the lights is the worst part of putting up the tree for us.
People are calling to. Disagree with us, I guess. I love putting the lights on. I love all. It's a little bit messy. It's a little bit of a hassle, but that's the fun of it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I love putting the ornaments on. My husband does not love putting the lights on.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. It's not easy.
What about cutting it down yourself?
We've done that in the past.
Yeah, we did that one year.
In the past?
1 year.
Yes.
Right, way in the distant past.
When the kids were little, we'd go to the farm.
Yeah.
We'd have the hot chocolate.
Right.
They'd be on the sleigh. You know, they'd do the little hayride thing out to the... Yeah, that was fine. Now, no. They have no interest in that, and we have no interest in that.
What's your deal on Christmas trees? 617-931-1067. The first question, of course, is real or fake. You cut it down yourself. You put it on top of the car. Do you put the little sock on it, you know, to get it on top of the car? What are the details? 617-931-1067. So we're asking you, do you have your tree yet? What is it? Real, fake? What's the story?
I have always wanted a real tree, but living in an apartment, I couldn't get one.
Okay.
Just too much of a pain in the butt. But this year, I finally have a house, and I was like, I'm getting myself a nice big real tree. Nope, I still have a fake one.
Yeah.
And the reason being is, I leave at like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not home until like, you know, sometimes 6 o'clock at night. And it's like, I don't want to be able to leave a real tree there because I get worried it gets really dried out really quickly.
So is your fake tree all pre-lit?
No, mine is not all pre-lit. I have to put lights on it.
So you get some of the action
and
aggravation of hanging the lights. Hey, good stuff. Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Okay, bye. Hey, Magic, good morning. What's the deal? Do you have your tree yet?
No, but we're going to be probably getting it this weekend.
Real or fake?
It has to be real.
Gossy.
And do you cut it yourself?
No. We let people do that for us.
Yeah. How big?
We usually get about a 7-foot tree. We have a room that has a vaulted ceiling, so we put it in there.
Yeah. And do you have kids? Do you have children?
We do, but they're older. They're in their 20s, 24 and 29, so...
Who has final say on the tree? Is that you? Does Dad get final say on what tree we're picking out, or do you leave that to your partner or the kids or what?
No, Mom usually gets final say.
Yes, I like the way you think. That's how it is in our house, yeah. Too. Mama says yes or no, yay or nay. We get the final approval.
Dad makes decisions, but, I mean, Dad makes ideas, and Mom has final say. So, yeah,
I like that.
David, as far as that silver tree, man, you're dating yourself. That goes back to the 60s.
Well, I go back to the 60s, unfortunately.
Well, I know, me too.
But, yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It had this shiny thing that would just, you know, spin and color the tree. And turn it off when
absolutely.
You go upstairs to bed at the end of the night.
Yep, absolutely.
Good stuff. Hey, appreciate the call. Have a great day.
All right, you guys.
All right,
thanks.
Bye.
Hey, good morning, Magic.
Hi there. Good morning.
So what is it, real or fake?
Our tree is fake.
Okay.
And if you imagine all the bugs that come in on that live tree, you would never have a live tree again.
Well, that's a thing.
Oh, man.
That supposedly there are a lot of bugs that come in with trees.
See, I don't want to know that.
Or
I don't want to
know.
Yeah.
It's like 35 different species of bugs that can. Anyhow, we.
Seriously?
We put up a white fake tree and put all kinds of pink and whatever ornaments on it. It's incredible.
I love it.
That sounds good.
I love it. Well, yeah, the bugs and the critters. Thanks for that. I'm going to have a great breakfast now. Hey, have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye. I think I need... I have a story about somebody who brought a tree in, and there was... It was either... It wasn't a snake. I think it was bees.
No, there was like a hive?
There was a hive of bees. And because they're outside... They're frozen. They're all dormant. And then you bring it in the house where it's nice and warm, and they warm up and go, oh, we're home.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Wasn't good.
No, thank you. Yeah. See, now I'm worried because my tree is up and it's real. Now I'm worried that there are critters crawling around my house.
I think if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. It's been a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They say what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to give it a fresh cut.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put it in the garage for a day or two. Day to let it warm up, open up a little bit, and let any of those... friends that came along with the tree, you know, find a new
home. We dragged it right in.
Yeah, well.
Mm. Oh, man. We dragged it right in. We did let it open for a day before we put lights or anything on it, but we dragged it in within like an hour of taking it off the roof of the car. Does that mean I have bugs in my house? I have bugs in my house, don't I? Just tell me. You're both looking at me like I have an infested house.
I have no response, except I do need to make other plans for the night of that Christmas party that you invited
me
over for.
I've got hornets and bees and snakes.
And maybe snakes, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.